Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I saw Patrick crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. Well, I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
That's Canned Heat bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Bob Dylan Snyder on our 19th consecutive live Thanksgiving Day show. Thank you for joining me, and thank you for being here. Bob, I know you joined me in your thankfulness, as I do, for small business owners who are doing so much for so many people right now.
It's incredible what small business does for the country. I mean, it's the rock rib, the backbone of the country.
Yeah.
And I think small business owners really appreciate your show, Jim.
Well, I hope so. Hey, Bob, there's a book that I helped you launch back when you first came out, 50 Plus, Critical Career Decisions for the Rest of Your Life, and you've updated it and re-released it with a new foreword by Lou Dobbs. So tell us again about the book. I mean, I remember the first one. It was great. It's all about helping people who were, I guess, mostly baby boomers. This book's for, right?
Well, there are 100 million people in the United States above 50.
Yeah.
And many of them, want to stay in the world of work, want to get back in the world of work, and want to advance. And if you think about it, it's a great strategic weapon for the United States, because these are people who have knowledge of what they're doing.
Right.
And if they take that knowledge and twin it with technology, wow, this country's going to take off. So that's what the book's all about, how people above 50 can stay in and advance in the workplace.
Well, one of the things I love about the book is you talk about the new rules.
There are new rules how to deal with young people, for example.
Yeah.
A lot of young people in the workplace, they're not really thrilled when somebody comes in and looks it all over them. You've got to find a way to work with young people.
I think there's a couple of things that, you know, I've spent a lot of time, Bob, over the last 15 years, as I remember, talking about Gen X and Gen Y.
Right.
The 30, 40-somethings now and the 20, 30-somethings now. And the thing that I've continued to say is, and that I believe very strongly, is yes, as baby boomers, as the older folks now in the marketplace, we do have to recognize that these folks are different. But at the same time, some people want to let the younger generations off the hook and make us conform to them. I don't do that, because my opinion is they're standing on our shoulders. They're inheriting a marketplace that we gave them. And yes, we need to recognize how they're different, but they also need to come to the middle and meet us halfway. What do you think?
I think that we need to set an example for those young people. We need to set a standard. And the standard needs to be one that they are comfortable with, they can embrace, and really make the country strong going forward. That is the obligation
right. Of
people who are over 50, in my opinion.
Well, the standard that I'm setting for mine, because I have children who are just at the crossover from Gen Y to Gen X, and I've got employees who are Gen Ys, and what we do here is the things that don't matter to us, that they want to be where they want to do their thing, we let them do that, but we also show them where there are things that it doesn't matter whether you're a baby boomer, a Gen Y, or Gen X. These have to be done this way, and when you're our age, you'll be doing these things this way.
Doing things the right way, with full of integrity,
yeah. Not
making a cut in any corners, that's critical for people going forward.
That's isn't that important? You talked about the example. Isn't that the example that people who are 50 plus should be doing, and helping the young folks understand that there are a lot of new things, but there are a lot of fundamental things that aren't going to change ever.
The United States has an obligation to reflect a level of integrity and doing the right thing, because nobody else in the world is going to do it today. And we have to set a standard, mm-hmm. not just for young people, but for the rest of the world. And it's the obligation of people 50 plus to do that.
Well, and also in your book, you talk about how to extend your career, right?
I do. That's right. And it's been quite an experience. I mean, It's a there have been many, many opportunities to cut corners, to make a clever move, and that's the wrong move, and you just don't take that. And have you have I suffered along the way? Probably, but I'm better off for it.
Well, I don't plan to ever retire, even though both of my parents retired. You're probably the same way.
I'm going to keep on going until the last drop is out there. And my dad was forced to retire. And
yeah.
I'm sure he died an early death because of it.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Bob, thank you for being here. 50 Plus is the name of the book by Robert L. Dillerschneider. Dillerschneider.com. Is it Dillerschneidergroup.com?
Dillerschneidergroup.com.
Group.com.
So have check a happy that out. Thanksgiving, Jim.
Thanks for being here, Bob. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Thanks
Bob
so much.
Bob Dillerschneider, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. We always get smarter when Bob joins us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Happy Thanksgiving.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.